trouble, worry you. Don't get hurt like some folk do. What's the use of prancing, ha ha, while the world goes smiling? But you can win if you try.
Hello, I'm Alison the Herd. Our guest on this week's World Music Matters is Marcus Gadd, a 28-year-old reggae artist from New Caledonia. This song, Keep Cool, is Gadd's interpretation of the Marcus Garvey poem of the same name. Garvey was a Jamaican-born black nationalist and leader of the Pan-Africanism movement. He wrote it while he was imprisoned in Atlanta in 1927, fighting for the dignity and freedom of his people. The song featured on Gadd's 2017 album, Chanting.
Some say, what's the use to try? Life is awful hard and dry. No, if they bring such news to you, this is what you ought to do.
Now Gadd has released Enter a Space, a six-track EP, along with the French beatmaker Tamal. It's inspired by the Indian philosophy of Advaita Vedanta. We talk about that later in the podcast, but we began with how Gadd fell in love with the spiritual roots of reggae while visiting Ethiopia.
The first time I went there, I was just taking a journey to Ethiopia. I didn't have any thing in the back of my mind, and this is actually where I met the spiritual roots of Rastafari, and from then on it started to like infiltrate my spirituality. That's where it hit me.
Hit you?
Yeah.
What hit you the most?
Well, I guess it's like, as a youth I was always looking for some kind of discipline like in this world, because I was really confused with everything that's proposed to us and where to go, which direction to take. And I think this spirituality was really the thing that became my directive. Yeah, it felt natural to me.
Sing a song of love, keep a smile on your face. Visions from above set our place. Mighty thoughts of good upliftment in our grace.
In your native New Caledonia, right out in the Pacific, it's so far away from the French mainland. How did you get to know reggae music? Is it much appreciated over there?
Yeah, it's really present, actually.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, mostly like the reggae artists, when they come to play in New Caledonia, they get surprised because we have reggae music on the radio, on the TV. You can hear it in the supermarket, in the public transportation. It's really been in, like, all around since we were kids.
Do you think it's because it's island music?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's two reasons. First of all, it's because it's island music, so we listen to island music. But also, you know, the Kanak people of New Caledonia, the tribal people, they have this really strong resistance and rebel culture. So Jamaican music was really like a vector for all this rebellion in the 80s.
Interesting. You talk about the Kanak, you know, this is the indigenous peoples of New Caledonia. How much has that culture and music affected your own way of playing reggae?
Well, a lot, because growing up there, I spent a lot of times in the tribes and also like sharing with Kaneka bands. Like Kaneka is the traditional Kanak music, which is really influenced by reggae too. So all these rhythms and ways of singing, like, really a big influence in my music, I feel.
In a trackless life.
Now you've released an EP, it's called Enter a Space. You've recorded it with Tamal. What space are you either in yourself or inviting us to go into?
Enter a Space is really an invitation to enter that space where, well, if you listen to the record, it's really meditative and it's really deep, very calm. Like, you could listen to it while lying down on your bed and practicing relaxation or something.
Like the river, hold on to nothing and flow to the sea. What I am was not born, it is eternally.
So this is really like the space we wanted to invite people in. And it's the space we were in when we recorded it, because it was just the two of us. And let's say, like, we locked ourselves inside the studio for a week and we really got into that special mood, this special energy, and we tried to get the most out of it, so make it as deep as we could.
Like the river flow from a misty mountain, liberate your mind in a conscious social. Many thoughts I go by, no need to hold them, you just watch them flow by like a water fountain. This water you cry was once up in the sky on the road, in the plants and animals that live all the road. Same, who you gonna blame? Sell nothing and all is the same. Like the river,
we're listening to the track River, and the video that accompanies this was filmed in Varanasi, which is the sort of one of the holiest places in India, next to the Ganges River. Tell us about the connection to India.
India was one of my first journeys when I was still a teen, and I guess it really influenced me, like Ethiopia, because it's one of these places that really opened my mind and made me think, like, okay, there is different ways of doing this. So I like to go back there and confront myself to India, because, like, anybody that's traveled in India knows that it's like a huge slap in your face when you go there. So yeah, I had like this connection to India and this video, River. Like, as soon as I wrote it, I wanted to shoot it there. Like, for some reason, there was something in the lyrics and the feeling of the song that I wanted to go to India and, like, do the pictures there.
Forever it has been, forever it will be. One drop to the dead, tomorrow in the sea.
You've been influenced by this Indian school of philosophy known as Advaita Vedanta, is that right?
Advaita Vedanta, yeah, it's a... Actually, the whole lyrical part of the album is really influenced by Advaita Vedanta. And
what is specific to that philosophy?
Advaita Vedanta is a philosophy that, like, says that you're not this body and you're not this mind. It's a philosophy that says that the soul is something that was never born, so it cannot die and it is eternal. So the whole of the philosophy is based around that and on how to separate yourself from the illusion that you are the body. You're a soul and you're something that cannot be influenced by any physical experience. So,
does it also mean you're not responsible for what you do?
No, of course you're responsible for most of the things you do. But this world of matter is just transient. It's like, it was born, so it has to die. Everything that was born has to die. And so if you want to see, like, find something inside yourself that is a solid foundation and that is not transient, you have to go deeper than the physical and find what was never born. So this is like, yeah, the whole philosophy, and it inspired me a lot to write these lyrics and actually, like, invite people in this. This is the space that we're inviting people in, is in this state of consciousness.
Complementary division.
the song that we're listening to, it's called Live Up to the Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And the video for that song, again, was shot in India. Where exactly?
So it was shot in Delhi, between Delhi and the Himalayas. And the whole concept of the video, Live Up to the Day, is like the message of the song is to be in the present moment, right? To live this present moment, and that wherever you be, to realize that you are lucky enough to be living that moment. So we wanted to shoot it between Delhi, which is really slummy and dirty, noisy, like crowded places, and the Himalayas, which is the absolute opposite of that.
Yeah, the higher ground, mm-hmm. I guess, in every sense of the word. And on that track, we can hear the Ngoni, this West African guitar with just a few strings. Two, three strings. And who's playing that? What's the West African influence? Where did that come from?
The musician is called Youssouf Diabaté, and he was a good friend of Tamal. They've been working a lot together in the studio. And Tamal, he likes to incorporate lots of world music instruments, like really special textured instruments. So he will always call up different musicians and invite them on the tracks. And it's something we like to do because I feel like reggae music can welcome a lot of outside influences, really. Live up to the day. Live up to the day.
I read that you record on a different frequency from most musicians, singers. You record on 432 hertz rather than the usual 440. I have no idea what impact that might have. Tell us why you do it and what difference it makes.
It's interesting because the world frequency was fixed, like after they say it was after the Second World War, that they fixed the frequency for all radios and TVs and every media on the planet to 440 hertz. And before that, we used to tune the instruments differently according to the emotion we wanted to give to the listener. So there's been studies that says that if you pitch a little down to 432, the resonancy is more harmonious. So it's something that as musicians, we heard about it and I thought it was so interesting. So we tried it in the studio and we decided to stick to it because we could feel like actually the sound is going a little lower and you can feel it deeper in the body. And it's really subtle. Like if you do it live, people, they won't notice. Like they won't listen to the music and be like, oh, this has been de-pitched like 8 hertz, you know, they won't know. But somehow, after a lot of shows playing with that frequency, we can see the people, they actually feel it. Because it's like you've heard something on this one frequency your whole life, and your body knows frequency. You don't, but your body knows. So if you take it a little down, the body feels it because it's always hearing the same, and now suddenly it's hearing something different. So just for the sake of that, you know, something different.
Something to help us chill out a bit. We could definitely do with some of that. Just a track to play out on?
From the EP?
Yeah.
So we could listen to Inner Nature with Los Oqueta.
A musician from Burkina Faso.
He's a really great, like, amazing singer. You know, he's been singing from a young age and receiving his musical gift from generation to generation. So it's really traditional African singing. And he's a good friend of ours too. Like, we've been sharing the stage a few times. We've always wanted to record something, and like the sound of this one track felt perfect for him. Holy Father of all. It's got this this really deep, spacey feeling, and it's a style, a genre that we're not really used to play. So this is why we invited Loso, and he's really got this unique voice. Like, if people have the occasion to hear him singing, it would really be a blessing for them.
Marcus Gad, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.